Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 28:14. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Whom you fear is whom you serve. The prophet Daniel tells of three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their Babylonian names. Their Hebrew names were purposefully changed to strip their identity as Israelite Jehovah-worshipping men. They were brought as captives to live in the kingdom of Babylon, ruled by King Nebuchadnezzar. He is described in Daniel 2, 37 and 38. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Nebuchadnezzar, a world ruler, had in his hands the power of life and death. At his command, cities and nations were destroyed. He was a man feared by all because in his word was life and death. Fear of Nebuchadnezzar was prudent, it was wise, and it was biblical, for God tells us in Proverbs 24:21, My son, fear thou the Lord and the king. Kings have authority from God, so being godly men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, feared Nebuchadnezzar. However, their fear of the king had biblical boundaries. Beyond the limits of their fear of the king, there was the one to whom they owed a higher fear, and that was Jehovah, the God of heaven. Consider the events that revealed their higher fear. Nebuchadnezzar, in the pride of heart, commanded all to fall and worship his golden image. Anyone refusing to worship was to be cast into the fiery furnace. Knowing the power of Nebuchadnezzar and feeling the heat of the furnace, anyone with common sense would have obeyed. After all, the king had so ordered. But the three Hebrews had a greater fear. They were more concerned about offending the God of heaven than they were of offending the most powerful man on earth. They knew that their God had given this mighty man a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Knowing their fear boundaries, they had their fear priorities in the right order. They feared God always and were happy and blessed by it. They sought with their whole heart to fear God and keep his commandments, so they quickly said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Daniel 3:16. They were not even going to think about how to answer. They were not going to consider all the options, comparing the pros and the cons of obedience to his command. They were not going to seek counsel from their friends. No, not even advice from Daniel would be sought. They were not going to think of what would be best for them or to consider their positions and what consequences would mean for their wives and children. They were committed to an immediate and God-honoring answer. In Daniel 3:17 and 18, we read, If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. These three captives, far from the land of Israel, chose the better part. They chose the burning fiery furnace in lieu of offending the God of heaven. They showed to all that they feared the Lord and served him. They were sensitive to the Lord's presence in their lives. They lived constantly in the fear of the Lord, and this constancy brought an instant answer to his command. They knew and were committed to obedience to the word of God, and therefore they would conclude no other course of action. As Jesus Christ instructed his disciples in the book of Luke, "Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. The fear of the Lord must always come first. That is the wise course, and that is what brings happiness to humankind. The wise man's way should be filled with trust in and obedience to the Word of God, and the result is a resolute, unequivocal, God-exalting answer to all detractors. The man who does not fear the Lord has confidence and security in himself. He leans upon a reed for support, but the reed pierces his hand. He has no understanding of the leadings of his heart. His heart is made hard by refusing the entrance of the Word of God. This hardness will not permit the Word of God to do a work of grace, and therefore he is doomed to fall into mischief, affliction, adversity, or calamity. There is no other end for the one who does not fear God."
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.